You're listening to WTOP. News happens here.
103.5 FM, 107.7 FM, 103.9 FM.
And worldwide on Alexa, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
Good evening. I'm Nick Iannelli. This is a historic moment right now as CBS News Radio is shutting down its radio news service after nearly a century on the air. We are taking these final broadcasts here on WTOP. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour with our team of reporters around the country and the world.
In Los Angeles.
In Chicago.
In New York.
In Washington.
At the Kennedy Space Center.
At the Foreign Desk in London.
On the Champs-Élysées in Paris.
Wiesbaden, Frankfurt, Weimar, Jena, and beyond.
At the Vatican.
In Athens.
In Kiev. In Moscow.
In Jerusalem.
In Amman, Jordan.
In Baghdad.
In Logar Province, which is just south of Kabul.
In Islamabad, Pakistan.
In Beijing.
In Seoul. In
Tokyo.
And I'm Christopher Cruz from the Douglas Edwards Room at CBS News Headquarters. CBS News Radio has been the home of legendary journalists like Edward R. Murrow, who flew with bombers over Berlin during World War II.
Berlin was a kind of orchestrated hell, a terrible symphony of light and flame.
CBS News Radio brought the news into your home from the lunar landing.
The moon age began less than 2 hours ago when American astronauts radioed from the moon, the Eagle has landed.
To the Challenger disaster.
Debris falling out of the sky, falling slowly, painfully, tragically slowly toward the Atlantic Ocean.
From Ground Zero.
The devastation that is before us now is unbelievable in terms of an entire World Trade Tower collapsing. There's nothing left of this thing.
To foreign battlefields.
The roads are lined with IEDs, and two Iraqi soldiers are killed when their Humvee is struck by a bomb. U.S. warplanes are eventually brought in to strike targets from the air.
And through the pandemic.
39 lives have been lost to coronavirus at the Canterbury Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in suburban Richmond, Virginia. It's one of the worst concentrated outbreaks nationwide.
The famed CBS newsman Marvin Kalb said he always tried to be on the World News Roundup, a program started here that created the modern news format.
Every time that I could do a piece for the Roundup, I felt honored. It wasn't just a job, it was a calling.
Dan Rather began his career in radio.
Radio was a kind of magic carpet. They would take you there, they'd take you to the war. Radio had a certain immediacy about it.
Thoughts echoed by now former CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Try explaining a Supreme Court ruling and all its eccentricities in 20 seconds. CBS Radio could always do it. The biggest, the smallest, everything was told efficiently, conversationally. It's really what's the best of social media now.
And now, for all of us at CBS News Radio, for the last time, this is CBS News.
Every Sunday, moderator Margaret Brennan goes face-to-face with top leaders to make you better informed. Face the Nation, Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9701.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9701. That's 800-507-9701. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
As CBS News Radio comes to an end, we borrow a page from CBS News Radio correspondent and anchor Robert Trout and his tribute to our first home, Studio 9.
It's just a soundproofed room, 15 by 20, surrounded on two sides by glass-encased control rooms. On the third, it looks out into the clutter of the CBS newsroom. It's not the handsomest radio studio, not the most modern, not lovely at all. But for those who have worked here, it has a charm all its own. We shall miss it.
For all of us at CBS News Radio, the hundreds of affiliated radio stations and the millions of listeners.
This is CBS News.
This is Edward Murrow speaking from Vienna.
This is CBS News.
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 For the final time, I have the privilege to say, I'm Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
It's 11:05 on Friday, May 22nd, 49 degrees, rainy tonight, lows around, well, right near 49, and we're not going anywhere. Tomorrow, highs around 60, and the rain is going to continue. Good evening.
You're listening to WTOP. News happens here.
103.5 FM, 107.7 FM, 103.9 FM.
And worldwide on Alexa, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
Good evening. I'm Nick Iannelli. Juan Herrera is our producer.
Breaking news on WTOP.
The breaking news is the end of an era as CBS News is shutting down its historic radio news service after about 100 years on the air, first started in 1927. The final broadcast right now.
CBS News special report. After 99 years, CBS News Radio is going off the air tonight. For this final newscast, the news anchors you've been listening to for years wanted to say goodbye. The longtime anchor of the CBS World News Roundup, Steve Kathan.
Well, we are saying farewell this morning. America's longest-running newscast signs off for the last time.
Washington correspondent Allison Keyes.
I want to shout out my colleagues from Steve Kathan to Deborah Rodriguez to Cammie McCormick, Stacy Lynn, Linda Kenyon, Jim Krasula, and so many others who have given their hearts to this company and to the news. Thanks to our copy editors, desk associates, tape ops, and also our amazing engineers and IT folk.
Morning anchor Deborah Rodriguez agrees.
My gratitude to each and every one of you. And for one last time, this is CBS News Radio.
And Edward R. Murrow.
Good night and good luck.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.